Okay, folks, so this one is going to be completely off the rails and a different direction altogether. This is not going to be about remote viewing. What I have found with all of the remote views that I've done, which I still believe to be 100% accurate, is that they're not helping anybody. It's a curiosity. It's can be very entertaining for a story, but I'm not looking for entertaining people. I'm looking to help people, and I realized somewhere along the way that remote viewing doesn't help. I still do the psychic reading stuff, although I'm not too much of a fan of the word psychic because it is turned into a very nasty word by reflection of the sections of the Bible where they say that Jesus said, do not trust psychics or mediums. Yet there's also those out there who are prophets. And that's where I say we have a clash of truths here. Which one is the truth? And through some research, a few different people that I've listened to in video, and a few books that I read, where it talked about specifically prophets. One particular man is a professor at a college. I don't remember his name right now, but he had a large presence on the internet a number of years ago when he was teaching a master's class at a university or a religious school. I'm guessing it was a religious school. And what he talked about was the validation of a person being a prophet. At his level of education, his description was something that most people would respect to be an accurate and possibly qualifying definition. Other books have also said along the same lines as what he says, that the paradigm is nearly the same, but excuse me, I am getting over a cold. But now what they're doing is, in the past 10 to 15 years, maybe even longer. Oh, and keep in mind that this actually goes back historically. This is 2025. So this goes back 2025 years ago when the calendar was restarted at the death of Jesus. Now, the definition that this teacher gave was that in modern days, most people in the layman's terms community would say a prophet tends to be accurate the most time. However, if you go to the scientific version, in the schools, they would say he or she has to be right 100%. Anything less than that would be considered to be a demonic prophet. How ironic it is that the standards change depending on your position in society. So we're more forgiving and more willing to accept it coming from your average neighbor or person on the street that's saying, oh, I know of a prophet. We'll say, oh, that's cool. Well, I will accept that. But from a school or a person with a degree, they're going to have a more black and white reference an answer to that question. Unforgiving, because their title is on the line. Their authority is on the line that they have earned through these schools and through the money that they have spent and through the honor that they now hold with their titles and their name. They are at risk of giving an answer that might go against the institution that brought them to their current position in life. However, I also experienced the prophecy of people on the opposite sides, the paranormal side, the side which says, I am a witch, I am a warlock, or they could say, I am a white lighter. Other people might say, I'm a magician. Not me. They would say they're a magician. And they would say, I can see this happening to this person at this time. And that situation turns out to be true. Are they a prophet for that? Or are they a demon prophesizing something bad? Or are they trying to convince somebody of their power, which is potentially demonic? The problem with that is there is a third perspective which is beginning to emerge in the world of understanding prophecy. And that is humans using the Bible itself and the words itself to make humans gods, to say that humans were born to be gods. Now, which line in the Bible would you be saying that? I mean, there's no such, you might say that there's no line in any Bible that says that. Oh, yes, there is, folks. God made man and woman in his image. Now, you can say we're just supposed to look like him, but if God created humans in his image and he breathed life into Adam and then created Eve from Adam's rib, or whatever that story is, then some people are saying, wait a minute, that means that we're gods because we're made in his image and he created us physically and spiritually. And then, of course, you have the chakra belief system, which means that we are spirits of energy and frequency. Folks, when you get into those particular things, that seems very God-like. I'm not saying we created the universe. What I'm saying is that these people believe that they are part of God directly. So through that, humans are God. Now, that's what I'm expressing there, is the belief system that has also been around but not as prevalent. So if we take that information and put it together with prophecy as well, either from witchcraft and other worlds, or from people who study Christianity and or whatever other religion there is, and their idea of prophets, we have a very mixed bag of facts. So which way do we go? If you're a Christian, you believe in the Bible. If you're a Bible believer, you believe that people can be prophets. But that's where you have to decide, well, is it the churches identifying what's a prophet? Is it the person on the street that says, oh, this is a prophet? So you can't give me a definitive answer one way or the other unless you are hardcore wired to one belief system only. Now here's the twist to that. How many times has the Bible been rewritten that was transcribed perfectly from the original language, which some people say was Greek, other people claim it was Hebrew, and other people yet again say it was Aramaic? Well, there's an ongoing argument there, but the stronger argument is tending to lead right now towards Greek. And then the Hebrews took it and translated it into their own language, and then it grew from there. I can't say one way or the other. I don't know. But because of the translations not being 100% accurate and changed over time dramatically, it makes me say that the newest versions of the Bible that you now see may possibly have translation problems. I'm not saying that the words are wrong. I'm saying that they're incomplete. And that's a big concern, because here is a real catch-all that makes me say, uh-oh, there might be some truth to this being a problem. That is the Vatican. The biggest library, religious library in the world, is locked down to the public. Why is that? Why are we allowed to see any kind of version of Bible of the today that we want? But if we want to go see the original versions with, let's say, an Aramaic translator or a Greek or Hebrew translator to go with that person who wants to see the original and spend a few months there being reading it and understanding it, why is that so hard? The fact that it's a secret, that's a problem. That means that there's something evil afoot. That's the bottom line. If it's secret, it's evil. So, with that being said, prophets are very, very interesting people, no matter which perspective you come from. And I have been called a prophet a few times, as well as doing the psychic work that I used to do, which I still do to this day. So, I think what's going to be happening forward from here is, and I did dive into that story for damn near 10 minutes, but there's a reason for it, and I've explained what it is. The definitions of what we have today are not exactly going to help people in the modern day belief systems find accurate, truthful, complete, historically reflective, and available. It's just not happening right now. There is a number of people out there who are now trying to figure out what happened and why this is happening. But the further they push, the more scrutiny they receive from the public. Why? Well, the public is spooked. They don't know what to believe right now. They're being misled in every direction you can imagine right now. Calming down and slowing down is very good. But here's another trick. Disconnecting from the internet. Yeah, I said it. Not completely, but instead of learning from the internet in school or learning from the internet at home on a cell phone or what they call in Europe a handy, is to open up books, very old ones, and read those. You can't alter books. All you can do is throw them away or hide them or burn them. But if you can find an old book, the text stays the same. If you take a text that was on the internet, the text can be altered at any time. So that's why I say, I would not say the internet is the best place to learn historical information. And the internet is only as old as the 1970s. Before that, it was not on the regular market. The military used it, yes, but only in a small way. Today, it's exploding. Today, artificial intelligence is the newest thing. And the buildings and the money that they're pouring into this is unbelievable. It's huge. Billions. So, I'm going to be discussing spirituality and what's going to be happening and what people might want to expect. I'm not going to tell you which one is the best way to go. I'm just going to explain to you what I've learned. I'm going to explain to you things about the internet from a person who was there before the internet existed. I'm going to explain as much as I can about politics and the looping that they pull on you and the lies that they constantly pull every day and the manipulation that happens with people who are easily convinced through social media. And I don't care which one you use, whichever one you use, it's going to be manipulative to maybe they have some kind of mental depression and they can be easily manipulated or even paid to cause problems. There is an increase in that as well. So, these are the things that are going to be discussed moving forward. And I will identify right now that I'm still very much a believer of God. I am still very much a person who believes that there was a man who did walk on this planet who had incredible insight. His name was Jesus. I do believe that Jesus died for our sins, yes. But I think there was a heck of a lot more to that story than what any Bible has been, recent Bible has been able to tell us. I think a lot has been taken out. And it has been taken out for reasons of manipulation, but not to hurt us, but to mislead us. And that's a gut instinct feeling. And if I were to try to prove it, I would have to go to the Vatican and get access to the libraries, and we all know that that's not going to happen. But when I read in a book that said that Luther from Germany went to the stairs of the Vatican and started walking up them, and he proclaimed the devil lives here. That tells me something right there. And if people are to ignore that and say, we love the Vatican and we're going to go visit it because it's an awesome place to see, but they don't know the history, they don't know the people behind it, there is a massive amount of ignorance. And that ignorance is not just for religion and faith. That's religion, that's ignorance for the current status of politicians, leaders, global leaders, and whatnot. Because guess what, folks? Back in the day, religion ruled. It wasn't politicians. The church was in charge. That's something to keep in mind. All right, so it's now been nearly 20 minutes. That's enough for this one. I'll be sending you guys out another message in the near future on a subject that covers what I talked about. Talk to y'all soon.